Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
I would like to welcome to the show right now, Paul Lonsdale. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, Paul, what do you do for a job? Where you're in charge of putting Mozart music in the city.
No, look, my role is, I'm the Central City Manager for the Business Association, so like a centre manager in a suburban mall, I look after the city centre and look after the business and property owners' interests.
I never knew that we had one of those. So are you employed by the city council or by an independent body?
No, we're an independent. We are a business association. We're fully incorporated, and we have a board of executives and so forth. So, we just work in the city here and work with council and work with the police. We just try to initiate positive things that actually make the city work better. So, and some of that's actually just security, some of that's actually parking, making sure the streets are clean and tidy, making sure the businesses do the right thing to welcome their customers.
And it's an important time right now as well for, I think, people to support the inner city, because it's such a tough time post-quake, and those malls, we all know they're evil. So,
well, look, you know, I think people just forget most of the malls are actually foreign-owned, and, you know, you're going to be watching who you are supporting.
That's right.
And obviously the city's an important part of Christchurch, the city centre is, and it supports a lot of people's incomes, a lot of families, supports a very large tourist trade for the region. So it's important we look after it and make sure that it actually functions correctly.
So who came up with the idea of using Mozart to make our streets safer? I guess you'd seen that something similar being done overseas, had you?
Look, there was a growing concern of the level of antisocial behaviour in a couple of areas in the city here, and there are options available, but the most socially friendly is classical music. It has a couple of benefits. One is that it actually does statistically reduce antisocial behaviour. The other is it actually aids learning. So it invokes the thing called the Mozart effect. So it's not actually Mozart we're playing, but they've got a term for it called the Mozart effect, and it actually aids people's learning, which is just an added benefit.
And now you did look at Barry Manilow, because that's the other thing, they have the Manilow effect, don't they, where they play his, but that's more a negative, that doesn't help you learn, it just scares people away.
That's right, yeah, it was actually never going to be Barry Manilow. That was a great headline by one of the press reporters, Barry Manilow, weapon of mass evacuation, and sort of hit international news when that line came up. Was it had some humour to it though, obviously.
Now, by antisocial activity, that can sound a little bit like the Nazis at times suggesting. What do you define as antisocial activity? Is that when people urinate in the streets?
Well, no, look, when you're getting people that are intimidating just other people by their behavioural patterns, that's what you'd term as antisocial. I mean, the public space is for everybody to enjoy. What we were finding is there were gangs operating in the area. They were controlling the streets. They were scaring other people away. They were intimidating passers-by. In fact, they were intimidating shop owners as well. They were going to the shops and doing all sorts of things that weren't conducive to good business.
So the results have been incredible. So you're calling the number of antisocial incidents attended fell from 77 a week in 2008 to 2 for the same week 2 years later.
Yeah, we tried to just look at a week, but of course we started our ambassador program in 2007. So there is actually just statistics from 2007 when the ambassadors started. And they patrol the streets, and their role is security and information. So they support businesses. They support the police in their day-to-day fight against the criminal activity. And the antisocial part's really interesting, because if you leave antisocial issues unattended, they actually grow into greater violent acts. So they're best to be tackled early in the phase. So really important. But the ambassadors started the process. We initiated the classical music that actually further assisted the issues, and look at this, as you say, the statistics prove themselves. At the end of it, we're pretty happy with the results.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the other one? Number of drug and alcohol related incidents fell from 16 to 0, and the number of times ambassadors had to help shopkeepers with troublesome customers fell from 35 to nothing. I mean, That's a big drop. Are you sure that it's to do with the Mozart music, Paul? Because some people would say that it's actually the three strikes law that's intimidating people. You see, they're scared about committing crimes because they know that they might end up going to prison.
Look, it will be a whole raft of things. You can say that's actually for sure. The other factor is that we've got to take into account is that the environment changed too. The city mall upgrade. We assisted the council in initiating the city mall upgrade. And when you upgrade an environment and it looks like it's been well kept, the issues also drop. So it is more than just one thing. But combined, they made a as we can see by the statistics, a massive impact on the area.
And I guess it has that soothing effect, doesn't it? Because criminals tend to only ever listen to metal or gangster rap. So it's a chance to try to cultivate them. If we do scare them away, you know, if they choose not to go to places where there's Mozart playing, are we not just shuffling the problem onto another suburb that doesn't have a Mozart CD?
Well, look, obviously, you know, these people will go somewhere else. But look, let's be positive and say that, you know, they may have just changed their behaviour patterns. And we're not trying to drive people away from the city. We're trying to encourage people in. But people will only come to the city if it's a safe, clean environment. You know, it's like into a suburban mall.
Yeah.
They've got security in there. In fact, they are highly controlled environments. And that's one thing the city has. It's got a quirky sort of edge to it, and part of that is some of the stuff you see on the streets.
So no buskers in malls, you don't have buskers or homeless guys. And I guess if it all goes well, all the criminals would be scared to the malls, and that'd help the city centre.
Well, you never know.
Hey, Paul, nice talking, and catch up with you later on.
Thanks for the time, cheers.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Paul Lonsdale there.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.